So, Father God, we love you. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, before we dive into this, let me just make a public confession that I don't do very often. And I'm glad you're sitting down. If you're standing, you may want to take a seat because this might floor you. I'm a sinner. So Thank you. trying to work to achieve something that has already happened. And because Jesus died on the cross, our sins have been defeated, and yet we now need to respond to that through repenting by turning back to His love and coming back to who we are as sons and daughters of God. We see this in Scripture all the time. The most famous story, maybe not all of Scripture, but obviously the most famous story of repentance is the prodigal son, right? The gospel is in the gospels, as some will say. And you know the story? A father with two sons, neither of whom are really all that great, but one decides to say, you know what, like, God, Dad, you're dead to me. Give me my inheritance and money. I'm just going to go live fast and loose, and I'm just going to go do my thing, and I'm just going to have fun, and I will see you on the flip side. And he goes and he does that whole thing. And we know that it doesn't go well for him. But he has a moment of what we would say is conversion. And Scripture says metanoia, which means to come to your mind, return to your mind. It says he came to himself. When he was with the pigs and looking at their food, he was like, I could be so much better if I just was a slave for my dad, right? And he starts going back to his father, preparing a speech for how he can somehow get back into the graces, and we know the story. The father sees him as he's yet a long way off and sprints after his son. And it's a beautiful moment of embrace. And the younger son doesn't even get his speech out. But instead, the father just accepts him back as the son and decides to throw a party. One commentator says that John 21. The other is is, let's be honest, it's one thing to say we're never going to sin again. And it's another thing to actually turn away from sin. And again, I wish I had more time. But I will say that if we will the ends, we will will the means. If we long for holiness and for Jesus, that means that there are certain things that we will do and certain things we will not do, because we want to get to where we want to go. Coming here today, I got lost 3 times. I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened. I trusted my phone. And I put in the wrong address, and I went to the middle school. And then I put in a different address, and it took me to some house. But, because I wanted to be here with you today, I wasn't going to let those little hiccups stop me. And so finally, Siri did her job and got me here. And for us, we might have those detours along the way, those moments where we think we're going in the right direction, and yet, there's a moment where we need to do a U-turn. We need to make sure that we are going to where we want to be, because if we don't know where we are going, any route will do. And if we want to get to heaven, that means that there is a way to get there and there are ways not to get there. That means that we will turn to Christ and turn away from God. Primarily, we can do this through confession, through sacrament of reconciliation. I went earlier today, and many of you did the same thing. How beautiful is the sacrament? And again, I'm not one who has a proclivity to going and telling someone that I have messed up, even if they are acting in the person of Christ. It's uncomfortable. And yet the grace and the mercy that is found there is always worth it. And you know what reconciliation means? If we just break down the etymology of the word, it means back with eyelash. Isn't that beautiful? But the church in her wisdom actually did that on purpose. It sounds like a joke, and I am kind of making light of it. Go back to reconciliation, we turn back to God that we are so close that we are literally eyelash to eyelash with Him. And there is nothing that keeps us apart from the love of God except ourselves. And so when we go to God through reconciliation, He shows up perfectly because that's who He is. And for some of us, again, we can go to reconciliation, but for whatever reason, we don't go as often. I mean, maybe we go, but we don't feel forgiven, or maybe afraid we're just going through the motions, just quickly, briefly, because I'm really almost out of time. Paul actually gives us a checklist for good repentance. When we look at Scripture, Paul actually lays it out a little bit to the Church of Corinth on how they can repent. And if you know anything about Corinth, Corinth back upset with ourselves. We're not upset at God for letting us fall. We're upset at the idea of sin. So that there's an alarm. Or some translations say fear. This is not fear of punishments, but a fear of God. And all of his goodness and all of his love, we have fallen short of that. So we are amazed by his goodness and pursuing that. There's a longing for holiness. There's a zeal. Zeal for holiness. And then the last one, punishment. And some translations says avenging. So like Zacchaeus, paying back what has been lost, giving more than what we have taken. Making things right in a world that has gone horribly wrong. On and on and on, we can talk about repentance. On and on and on, we can talk about mercy. On and on, we can talk about God's love. And the reality is that I'm out of time. And I wish I could keep going. And yet, the good news for sinners like me, and maybe like you, is that we worship a God of new beginnings. And we worship a God of second chances, and third chances, and fourth chances, and fifth chances. And he never tires of bringing us back into his family, no matter how hard we try to run away. And so is it fun to acknowledge our sin? No. Would I love to stand up here and say that you all are beautiful and perfect in every way? I would. And would I like to put myself on a pedestal as someone who has figured everything out? I would love nothing more. And yet the reality is that without God's love and that understanding, repentance is going to be a lost cause. Because we are not trying to earn God's love, but we're propelled by his love. And we're not trying to achieve victory. From victory through the cross. And we come to understand that it doesn't matter how bad it may seem, because there's still good news. So let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your goodness, for your love. Lord, we've messed up. We've fallen short of your glory. And yet, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Yes, you just come into this place.